Our last 2 days in Lisbon. I posted this on October the 11th. We had 2 good days exploring Lisbon. We got comfortable using the buses and trams and managed to get where we wanted with a minimum of fuss. The weather was on and off rainy on Thursday, but it cleared up nicely on Friday. Because we weren't sure about the weather, we changed our plans a little, and we did not take the train out to the small town of Sintra, which used to be a summer place for royalty and which has several buildings and a nice setting we would have liked to have seen. We'd been told, and we'd read, that the National Tile Museum was a must-see. All too often a must-see turns out to be a could-have-skipped-it, but not in this case. We had a very nice visit to a former convent, which now houses a museum full of works of art and Portuguese history. The museum is out to the east of where we stayed, and that meant figuring out a new bus route. And here's a hint. Google Maps on your phone can be a big help. We arrived before the crowds and spent several hours in the uncrowded space, going from one area to another that showed some Portuguese history via various tiles. Some were small decorations, while others covered one or more walls. But there was far more than a collection of tiles. We saw the convent's church, which is very beautiful, and which is decorated not only with tile, but also with pictures from the 1600s, and a somewhat gruesome skull and crossbones and a vial of the blood of a martyr. For reasons I do not pretend to understand, tiles have an important place in Portuguese history and culture. The museum presented a lot of information about tiles and how and when they were made, but I'm still not clear on the cultural importance. The items in the museum were clearly annotated in both Portuguese and English, so it was straightforward to follow the development from the times of the Moors through the present day. In addition to the historical tiles, there were 2 exhibitions going on. Undersea Art by Sylvain Bongard is an installation of ceramics depicting man's impact on sea creatures and the sea, and some imaginary creatures. The art was interesting. I posted some pictures on the pictures page, and I'll post more when I process all of our photos at home. The second exhibit, Places Where I'll Be, by Christina Bulbaria, offers several pieces of ceramics that could easily be mistaken for pieces of carefully arranged fabrics with designs, along with other glass and metal pieces that are meant to evoke Islamic markets. I was impressed with both special exhibits. We almost, but not quite, got rained on a few times on Thursday, including while we sat outside at the Café St. Nicolau on busy Augusta Street, near Figueira Square, for a late lunch. The people watching is more interesting to Patricia than to me, but there were plenty of people to watch. Friday, the forecast was for improved conditions, but we decided to stay in Lisbon rather than go out to Sintra. It was a good choice. We visited the Museu Nacional de Arte Antiga, which means the Museum of Ancient Art, for several hours and saw both Portuguese and European art from the 1300s to the 1800s. The museum itself is housed in the 17th century Palace of Janelas Verdes, which means green windows. I didn't realize it until our visit, but in the early 1800s, Portuguese religious orders were abolished and much of their art and wealth was confiscated. For the good of the people, I'm sure. I'd wondered why so many of the things we read about and had visited were housed in churches, monasteries, or convents, and here was the answer. I suppose I could feel bad about the confiscations, but I prefer to just appreciate what we saw. And we saw great art at the museum. We had the tiniest bit of a problem getting there because we couldn't figure out how to make the trolley stop near the museum. So we rode all the way to Belém and had to come back. We were a little frustrated when we got there, but that frustration evaporated instantly when we began to look at the collection. Now that I know that a lot of the art was confiscated, the fact that so much of it has religious themes is not surprising. A lot of the art from the 1300s to the mid-1600s throughout Europe was sponsored by religion. Whether religious or not, the quality of the work, whether painting or precious metals, was outstanding. I've posted some pictures on the pictures page, and I'll post more when we get home, but much of the work can only be appreciated firsthand. I suspect that the museum has done a lot of conservation work because the colors on some of the paintings just leap out at you. The way the rooms and spaces were arranged was careful and offered a chronological look at Portuguese art. The European art was arranged a little differently, more or less by country. Among the highlights were the St. Vincent panels, a Portuguese national treasure from 1470, and the Supplication of Inez de Castro from 1803. The Inez de Castro painting was so interesting that I did a little research to learn something about it. I discovered that her story, which I found on Wikipedia, is important to Portuguese history, but you don't need to know that to appreciate the picture. We also saw St. James the Greater by José de Ribera from around 1634, which was on loan from the Fine Arts Museum in Sevilla, which we had visited just the week before. This is a striking portrait because of the direct gaze that I'd call a stare, which seems like it is looking inside you. In addition to the paintings, we saw many pieces of gold and silver. The work and artistry of the jewelers, if that's the right word, was astounding. Many of these works also had a religious theme. By mid-morning, the weather had cleared completely, and we stood in the garden of the museum for a while to take in the view of the port and the river and the buildings along the river. In the evening, we went back to Chapito, the restaurant up the hill from us, and just down the hill from the castle to sample more tapas. We enjoyed our last Lisboa dinner. We had an easy trip from Lisbon to Madrid, where we will spend Sunday before heading home on Monday. We've had a great time, but we will also be glad to get home.